Hello everyone, this is DJ Eric Cool, and I'm here with Jeff Delange, and we're going to be talking about the essential components of music. Now, Jeff has studied at UNH for piano performance. He's also studied at Berklee College of Music. He has his electronic music certification and is working towards a degree in writing and producing music. And on top of all this, he teaches privately. Now, Jeff, why would I want to know these components of music? Why would just some person off the streets want to know this?
Yeah, so there's a couple reasons why you want to know the components of music. And first is if you're just a listener and you appreciate music, it can help you appreciate it even more and just feel more in sync with it. The second reason, if you're going to be composing music or if you're going to be performing, it's good to know so you can anticipate what's coming next and you can prepare yourself to play something. Or when you're composing, you just know what the heck you're doing because there's just so much to know and it'll make your music sound better, in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's very simple, but it will definitely help you. Now, what are these components?
So there's quite a bit of components of music, but it's possible to break it down into a handful of things. And one thing you want to consider too, and what's pretty amazing about music in general, is that all these components of music apply to any type of music you can think of. And depending on the style and the instruments that are playing and the style of music that is happening, all these things each apply differently to each style. So just to list them off, we got form, melody, there's harmony, rhythm, articulation and dynamics, and timbre. And I can go into each of these if you like.
Well, let's start with form. Let's just go down the list.
All right, so we'll go down the list. The first thing is form. And form is basically the parts of a song. If you think of any pop song, it's broken into usually like an intro, it goes into a verse, and then there's the chorus that everyone knows and can sing along to. Then maybe into a bridge, back to the verse and the chorus, and then an outro, and so forth. So that's the form of a song. The second thing, and probably the most memorable part for a lot of people, is the melody. And that's the singable part, or what the singer is singing, or the main line that you're hearing throughout music. The third part, the harmony, in a nutshell, harmony is basically when two or more notes are played together. And what harmony does is that it colors that melody. And depending on what kind of harmony you have underneath that melody, you can make that melody brighter or darker or more playful or more ominous. So you can think of harmony as like you're using crayons to that melody. So the next thing is going to be rhythm. And when you think of rhythm, most people automatically think of like a beat or the drums in particular. But rhythm is really just motion in music, and that can apply to any of these things, and to form, melody, or harmony. So it doesn't have to just be drums that you're hearing rhythm to. You could be hearing the rhythm of the rapper, or the rhythm of what the saxophone's playing, or the rhythm to the drums, or whatever. But basically, rhythm is just motion in music. Articulation and dynamics, those are kind of self-explanatory. If, say, you think of music as a language, articulation is how, if you think of when you're speaking, you speak clearly, or your words are slurred, or you speak smoothly, or you speak short and quick, or slow and long. So in music, that's basically all it is. Articulation is just when you play something longer or shorter. And that's usually coupled with dynamics, which are you just either play loud or soft. With the dynamics and articulation, that's like how you speak the music. And then finally, you got timbre, and that's basically the color of the instruments that are being used, or the color of a person's voice. If it's male or female, is it deep or it's high? Is it bright? Is it dull? That kind of thing. And that can apply to acoustic instruments as well as electronic instruments. So all these components of music, they are found everywhere, no matter what style you play and whatever style you're listening to. But the cool thing is that depending on what style you're playing or listening to, each of these components lives within that style. So they're a little different with each thing. Maybe we can, at some point, take a look at a song and analyze it and check out how these components are actually working.
That's a great idea, and we will actually do that in the later podcast. And each podcast in the future will actually go into more detail on each components that Jeff listed. So don't worry if you're confused now. This is just to introduce the components to you, and at the future podcast, we are going to explain them to you. So stay tuned for those, and we will see you then. Thank you for listening.